welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we did not get to during the course of the show today.
Let me start by saying,
yes,
we're going to keep this one short. I told Wally, limited it down to one rant. One rant today.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you like a rant about Hollywood or like a rant about student loan debt?
Could I take option C?
Which is
both. No rant.
Or C, all of the above.
As someone who is dealing with student debt, what is your very condensed rant on student debt?
I
just want to learn something if I can.
The Biden administration is reviewing whether or not it could forgive student debt by executive action. Okay, so this is where the executive branch, the president, can do certain things that they want to do. Now, here's the deal. There's about 43 million Americans that owe $1.6 trillion in federal loans. So what that is basically doing is, if you're forgiving all that debt, someone has to absorb that, because it was money that was lent out by the government with the expectation of it being paid back. And so that's a big problem. That's a big number. And so Biden's economic recovery plan included canceling at least $10,000 of student loan debt. And so obviously all the Dems are like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. But like, then they're saying, well, that might not be enough. They're talking about canceling up to $50,000 in debt from federal student loan bars. Here's my problem with this. Here's my rant, okay? My daughter went to college. She went to an overpriced college, okay? It was an expensive college. Mm-hmm. But we wanted her to be there. We wanted her to have a Christian education. I said, fine, we're going to do this. And I took on extra work. I saved money. And, you know, I was responsible so that we could pay for her college. And so we did not take out college loans. She worked really hard and got the ACTs down so that she could get her tuition cut in half. Otherwise, she would not have been able to go there. It would have been like, no, you're going somewhere else. So my frustration is, I did everything right, you know, and then people that like chose to go to an really expensive college, if you're getting a teaching degree, but you're going to a $60,000 a year college, you're never going to pay that off. You're going to a counseling degree and you're going to a $100,000 a year college, you're not going to pay that off. So the frustration is yeah, you got to go and do something fun at a college you wanted to go to while other people sacrifice, and then all of a sudden you get that debt forgiven? Absolutely not. I mean, if you're going to make it fair, then you go, okay, well, you sent your kid to college. We'll forgive $50,000 of this debt, and we'll give you $50,000. All right, you want to do that? Let's do it.
Yeah.
But that's just not – I just have a huge problem, and that's where we get into, like, making everything fair for everybody. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to go to expensive colleges. You don't. I went to junior college first, okay, and I put myself through college, and then from there I went to a state school, and I paid for every dime of my education, and I did have a loan, and I paid my loan off, but that was just the way it was. Now, I do know college has gotten more expensive. I get it. It's not fair to kids to come out with $150,000 of debt if they're going to, you know, have a degree that's never going to pay them that. I understand that. That's another problem. You need to talk about capping what colleges can charge for, education. But there are cheaper alternatives if you seek them out. So to just totally, like, wave a wand and make everyone else that sacrificed pay for it, that makes no sense to me. And so there's my rant. That was my frustration. So that was one.
Understandable.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Not a rant, but I noticed that they were doing the Oscar, the Golden Globe nominations and Oscar and stuff. And Chadwick Boseman, who was a great actor, but sadly died tragically and quickly, surprisingly rather. He's up for 4 posthumous awards, okay? And so here's what I don't think is fair about that. Like, I think it's great. Honor somebody. Like, have an award that's just for people that did great stuff that died that year or whatever. And you go, hey, it's the so-and-so award. We just want to recognize how great they are. But, like, I don't think it's fair to take people that are still working in the industry, and because it's the easy vote. He's great. He's dead. Legacy. Give it to him, you know? But then somebody that worked hard that year, too, this could benefit them, and they're still being able to use it and work. And Oscar nominated or Oscar winning, you get better work. You get better roles. And I think they should separate the two, and that a posthumous award should not be the same thing as somebody that's still alive and is still working. Does that make sense? Like, is that not, am I crazy?
No, it makes sense.
Okay. So maybe it's not a crazy take. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, you're good.
This is two people that want to get out. This is people that want to get out of here.
I just approach it differently. I see it and I see your point, and then I move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, speaking of moving on, let's just blow through this thing
today.
But I
have something that pertains to you that you'll be happy about.
Go.
Okay?
Yes.
So we're going from rant, Mad Wally to Happy Wally.
That was a fun rant. That was easy. That was light.
Your definition of fun.
So light. That was
so
light.
So different from mine. Okay, so you are being vindicated, Wally.
Thank you.
Is that the right word?
Yes,
I think
that
it is.
The right word.
New study shows that by drinking a can of Coke, you are drinking 90% of water.
Ding, 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 ding.
So you are getting your water intake. And if you even go to Diet Coke, yep, you're getting 99% of water.
Ding, 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 ding. Because water is the delivery system for the soda. It's the key main ingredient.
But there's two different versions of water that you're looking at.
I'm drinking my water right now.
Okay.
My
your
healthy
water,
Coke water,
though, is coming with loads of sugar.
The good stuff.
Loads of dye.
Yep.
So there's a difference.
Yep.
Whereas my water that's in a plastic water bottle right here is clear and see-through and beautiful. Comes with nothing. So, yes, we are both staying
hydrated. Exactly.
But you're also welcoming other things into your system as you're hydrating.
He's never denied that.
Exactly.
In taking the sugar, but it is still worse for you.
To me, the sugar, the syrup, all the things that make it great are the cost of doing business. That's like okay, I'm going to accept that is going to be not good for
me. Kind of like smoking.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah. And if you make that decision, then that's on you. And so it's totally on me. But you could not argue. People used to argue with me, well, you're not getting water that you need. I'm like, I am getting water. That's how it's getting into my soul.
Well, there is, just because it says it's water, no, I will give you that. There are some studies that say the sugar will dehydrate you.
Sure.
So you may be...
I'll drink more. Then I'm having more water.
See, the logic is
lacking here. If you just have a constant
here,
inflow of Coke, then...
Yep. All that to say, you are getting water,
Thank
Wally.
You. I appreciate that very much.
It's
well,
a big
there
win.
You go.
Would you like to move on to birthdays?
Yeah, let's do some birthdays.
We have some that we need to catch up to because we will be doing ones from over the weekend.
Oh, okay,
we'll be
great.
Celebrating.
Love it.
Wyatt wants to wish his mom and dad a happy anniversary.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Anniversary.
Woo! The good kid.
Justin to his son, Micaiah, who's turning 15 years old today, actually, and he said, and I quote, "Everything I learned is from Wally."
Nice.
So
that
he hasn't
is a
learned
smart
much.
Kid. That kid's going places.
Daniel, and he calls himself this, the bipolar Avon
guy.
Oh,
yeah, that's Daniel. Yeah, he's from Atlanta.
Celebrating his birthday over the weekend. Happy early birthday, Daniel.
He called the other day. We haven't talked to him in a while, and we didn't have time to put him on the air, but I love Daniel, the bipolar Avon guy. He's the best.
Caleb celebrating his birthday over the weekend as well. Melissa wanted to make sure that Marty, your wife, got a birthday shout out.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
You did not even put in...
No, I did not. I don't think of those things. Like, okay, I have...
Oh, that's going to get you far when you say, I don't think of those things.
This has been a rough couple weeks after her surgery, but I have presents for her. I even have a birthday card for her. Like, so I'm on it. One of them, unfortunately, isn't going to be here till Monday. But, like, I'm on it. I didn't do the birthday shout-out. So who put that in for my
Melissa,
wife?
Melissa, the other Wally
Melissa,
Show historian.
Melissa Krause, thank you. I appreciate you. You're the best.
Abby wants to wish her brother Ryan a happy birthday. Said that Ryan is her bestest friend, and he's turning 18. He's awesome and gets her out of her introverted hole.
Oh, okay.
Then we have, hold on. This is the one with the question. This is to Luke. Happy birthday, Luke. Celebrating his birthday today. Said, I've been a potty for years and now love the show.
Thank you.
And he's saying, he now loves the show.
Yeah, just now. Betty is an acquired taste.
Me?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, the question is, if you were to babysit your 6-year-old self and or care for your 90-year-old self today.
They'd be the same.
What would you prepare for you to have the best day ever?
Oh, shovels. We'd go dig something at 6. I was really into tunneling when I was a kid. I wanted to build, not graves. I wanted to build like tunnels. If I'd known Betty at 6, maybe the other. But no, I would definitely do that. And so prepare for my day at 90. Oh, gee, I don't even want to be 90. Like 90 does not look fun. No one I've ever met at 90, like personally met, looks like they're enjoying anything. So I guess bring me
That's
pudding.
That's untrue.
Bring me pudding. Like so, like I'll just eat pudding because I can gum it.
Okay, so if I was to prepare someone to babysit my 6-year-old self, I would say have Kraft macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets at the ready because 6-year-old self. was already starting the hangry situation.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to need all the food.
The funny thing about that is that was my dinner last night was shake and bake chicken nuggets and Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Nice.
I'm not making this up. That is what I made for dinner last night.
Wow.
And the amount of questions I had about making macaroni and cheese was outstanding. Like, just ridiculous.
You just add the water. You boil the noodles.
Yep.
Add the milk and
yep.
the butter.
And the
and
cheese.
The powder.
Exactly. You would think that that would be so simple. But I had to ask my wife so many questions because she's very specific in the way she does things. And but I asked her, I'm like, at one point, I'm like, well, once you bring the water to a boil, like, do you put the macaroni in and then take it off the heat or, you know, turn it down? And she misunderstood what I said. And so I thought she was saying take it off the heat completely. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And so then that led to another question about the pasta, which then led to a question about the butter and how she puts a whole stick in there and I would have cut it up into little pieces, which led to another. Like, I had so many questions about mac and cheese that it really there should not have been asked.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been way easier than I think I made it.
I would also say to prepare for babysitting for me as a 90-year-old, nothing to change there. Just make sure the chicken nuggets and the Kraft macaroni and cheese are ready.
Yeah.
You're good
go.
To go. Gavin?
6-year-old me. I think I was living in Wyoming when I was six, and snow there during the winter was great, and sledding was great. So I would bring a sled and go find a hill, and that's hopefully pretty simple. Keep me safe. Don't let me die. And the 90-year-old, probably, again, the same as I am now, I would just sit me in front of a TV on a Sunday and just turn on the football games and just let it go.
Yeah. So do you find yourself watching football, like, all day on Sunday? Is
That's
that a thing?
Not really. Like we might watch one game if it's my team or Haley's favorite team. It's not an all-day kind of thing. I'm following it on my phone all day. But I feel like once I'm 90 years old, like, there's not going to be a whole lot to do, so I feel like it will be okay to just sit and watch sports all day long.
Oh, for sure. At 90, you've earned it.
Yeah.
At 90, you can look out a window and be entertained.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's amazing. Like, you can stare at anything. Yeah.
Ready for
weekend plans. Weekend plans. Everyone's got a weekend plans.
There you go. I'm trying to meet with a realtor because I want to move to another state. And so, I'm trying to meet with a realtor because I want to do that. I still want to, like, craft something with my hands. I just haven't had time to build something. I'm not sure what I want. And then I've been really wrestling over the process of getting artwork done for a tattoo. Like, I'm ready to do another tattoo.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Already?
I was ready the day I left.
The tattoo bug has bitten you.
I was ready the day I left. And I want to do the Tale of Three Trees.
Yeah, you want to get on your lower back,
No, just
for
on my
sure
forearm.
For sure your lower back.
But I've never seen, like, it's so hard for me to, I don't know the process of, if you go into, this is what I don't want. I don't want to go into, like, a tattoo shop and then given this weird abstract idea of, okay, these trees and they mean this about your relationship with God and not that I'm, like, worried about telling the story, but, like, I wanted things represented in the bark of the tree, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, what if someone draws it up and you're like, I don't like that. Like, how do you tell a tough guy that you don't like the way he did trees?
You don't.
I know.
You just get it and smile.
That's my fear. And my fear is that I'm like, okay, do it. And then I'm going to get it and not want it or like it, you know? And so I don't know what that looks like.
Also, you need to also factor in, it needs to be simple and quick because I got a feeling if there's shading or if it's too big, you will faint in the process.
I'll be good.
And you'll get it just halfway done.
No, I was good. Like, after I got my first one, when I started getting tatted.
With your little Scrabble piece,
when
you were good with that.
Yeah, I was. It was pretty tough. They gave me a lollipop at the end. That was nice because I was so brave. I was a big boy.
Oh my gosh.
Because my wife at one time, she knew that was a tattoo. Tattoo that I wanted to do. And she had a friend like draw a version of it up, but it didn't click for me. Like, it just the artwork wasn't right, especially if you can put it on your skin.
Oh yeah, you want it good.
Yeah. And so I'm not 100% sure what to do with that. Yes. Yeah. My eyelids. Yes. I want a job buster tattoo for sure. So that I'm wrestling through what to do with that. And so I need to do some research and
talk
to some
tattoos. A great place to look is Pinterest. I've had some friends when they were looking at tattoos,
really?
Tattoos, going to Pinterest.
Really?
And you look up, you could Google or search tree tattoos,
right.
And maybe that would give you
a reference.
Right, a reference.
Yes,
and
yeah,
then you could look back and kind of say, okay, I like it on this one, but I like this on this
sure.
one. Now merge those together
kind
of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because this is a specific thing, and I want it done right. But then, like, if the person draws it up, and you're like, nope. And then, okay, well, I'll change it. And you're like, nope. And then, like, you just can't go to that tattoo place ever again.
You're just too hard to please.
Exactly.
I say that I have never thought of an idea for a tattoo that I want because I want it to have meaning. Mm. But I'm telling you what, the best idea I have heard yet, and I won't do it because it's just ridiculous, but it's hilarious, was the one that you said about getting a blossom. Remember, because my dad calls me
Two Blossom. Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That was a good one.
I like that.
We'll stop explaining it then. Gavin, weekend plans.
Oh, Haley's parents are in town. I think they got in last night.
Are they staying with you?
No, they actually have a hotel.
Nice. That's
the kindest thing. When you have like a small, like a one-bedroom apartment and somebody not crashing with you, that is the nicest thing they can do for you.
Yeah. Because otherwise they'd be, you'd be taking up a ton of space. They would be sleeping, I guess we would have been nice and let them sleep in our bed.
I always hate
that. I would have been sleeping in a futon, which I don't like the idea of. But they're in a hotel, literally, like, you pull out of our complex and it's like 100 feet down the road. So they're as close as they can be. So that'll be good for planning. I have no idea what we're doing. Probably go get some lunch here in a couple hours.
And watch the game Sunday.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be easy.
Lady Fun. Rock.
Play some games.
Yeah. I'm getting together with a friend today for coffee and brunch.
Knick Knack,
with Knick Knack.
We love her.
At a donut place?
No, not
it's a coffee place.
Oh,
coffee
I thought you...
No, coffee and like brunch. And then I need to do some loads of laundry bad.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm doing that.
You're hitting the bottom of the barrel.
Stop.
Outfit-wise.
Stop! So Clementine also has gotten really bad about drinking out of the
toilet.
No, the sink. Let me finish.
I'm trying.
My
you take
story.
So long to tell a story.
I need to think of the word.
I know. Sink. That was a rough one. Okay, go.
Anyway, so she gets litter, like dry litter stuck in her paws, and then it'll get wet in the sink. Yeah. And then she creates all these little paw prints around.
I was trying to.
Doing.
Yeah, you were faster on that
see
one.
What you're doing.
I was going to say works of art.
Stop. So she leaves paw prints all over my bathroom. They're like a gray color, and it's just nasty.
Gray is in right now.
Well, it's gray because of wet litter, and that's gross. So I need to clean my bathroom. Maybe put together a puzzle. I don't know.
This is exciting. We live really great lives.
Well, we're in the middle of a pandemic, too.
I know.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, because you still... I still, this is the false sense of security, because I do feel like, okay, I'm wearing my mask places. I'm good. I feel pretty safe, you know, going places. I'm not freaked out. I did lunch yesterday with CJ, who used to work here with CJ and Joy, and, like, we went to a burger place, wore masks in, take them off, eat lunch, wear your mask out. Like, I don't fear that.
Right.
But I don't want to do it all the time either. Like, I try to limit the amount of times I do that a week, you know, so just to give myself a little bit better odds, you know, I'm not getting it.
Right.
So anyway, well, with that, we are done with the aftercast.
How long did that take? 18 minutes.
18-minute aftercast.
I want to take a minute and just slowly applaud you,
Thank
Molly,
you.
Because you did two rants in a matter of minutes.
Yep.
You gave us the condensed version.
Thank you.
Do you see how easy that is?
But it wasn't as impassioned as I needed to be, so... You just ask me about Lara Spencer and her dumb dog.
No, I don't know.
Ask me about that. I went home and ran into my wife about
that. Thanks for being a potty.
We were watching Flea Market Flip, which she also hosts because she's on Good Morning America, and her dog drives me nuts because she won't keep it out of the room. And my wife's like, I just think that's so cute with her dog. And I'm like, no. And then I told her the whole story and ranted. It was beautiful. All right, that's it. We're going to finish this up. And as always, thanks for being a potty.